Shog scratched his rudder thoughtfully.
Look, mate, there's our boat. What's it doing down this far? When we left, it was further north up the coast.
Trish shrugged.
Lucky for us, we found it. We must have gone in a sort of half circle. The captain of the big ship moved it south down the coast. So here we all are.
The otter patted the rolled up sail, which was still tied across his back.
Then let's get down there and steal our vessel back. We can cut round those vermin dozing about the fire.
Triss narrowed her eyes as she peered at the small craft.
It won't be so easy as that, mate. I think there's a few of them aboard our ship. About four of them, I reckon. We don't have a weapon between us. You gave away your slingstones to the coneslingers. As for my spear, I've no idea where it is. I must have lost it along the way. So, what now?
The light of determination shone in the otter's eyes.
We ain't waiting about here for Curder and her slave catcher to find us. I've still got my sling, but there's no stones about. So, there's only one thing for it. This is the plan, Triss. We sneak down there and pinch some weapons off on those vermin. Then we swim round the big ship and surprise whatever beasts are in our boat. If we're quiet and fast enough, we can slip her line and sail off after we toss them overboard. So, matey, are you with me?
Triss gripped her friend's strong paw.
Sneak down there, steal weapons, sneak round the big ship and steal our craft back. That's a lot of sneaking and stealing for one night, Shog. I'm with you all the way, mate.
Tazen was sitting stooped by the glowing embers, her head bent, snoring gently. As Shog inched up behind her, his paw encountered something in the sand. A broken oar pole. He grinned happily at Triss. The pole made a distinct thunk. Triss held her breath. Falling silently sideways, the knife-throwing weasel groaned faintly and lay still. Shog relieved her of two stilettos from her belt. He passed one to Triss and indicated that the daggers, plus the oar pole, were sufficient. They backed off into the darkness outside the pool of light from the guttering fire. Skirm had taken up the task of ship-naming, since Kruver's efforts had not satisfied Plug.
Actually, I think Gutslasher isn't the right name at all, sir. Far too sissyish for a villa... fine chap like yourself. What about Rosebud Nose Nipper? How does that sound? What? Yes, the Rosebud Nose Nipper. Pretty, but fierce at the same time. But perhaps Rotten Rudder does have a certain jolly old ring about it. Quite a charming name, I think, what?
Sagax caught the hare's attention.
Shh, he's asleep.
The empty grog flask slid from Plug's loose grasp as his head lolled to one side, mouth open, snoring uproariously.